Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
One of the most gifted and twisted minds of the Empire has concocted a horrible new chemical weapon called Project Firestorm that could be used to kill countless innocents. The crew of the Iron Shrike is desperate to put an end to the weapons project, and so have turned to a seedy information broker for a lead. In exchange, the broker wants them to take back a shipment of spice from a group of Corellian criminals. After making contact with the Corellians, Tumask and Flint have arranged to be taken to their base by Elgar, who's like the best, and his stupid brother Drak. Meanwhile, Levo, Bosch, and Gartatha plan to follow close behind, unnoticed.
So then we cut to Flint and Tumask standing at a corner. By this point, like, it's starting to get darker out, the sun setting on this world. You hear the rumble of two speeders coming closer.
At nighttime, is it kind of like one of the, like, is it dead, like, kind of a thing? Is it like a college town or, is it still busy? Wild. It's a small town
kind
of a thing.
Where, it's like, mostly like a farming community, so most people, like, if anyone's out right now, they're already at the nearest cantina.
Yep.
So, there's maybe some people occasionally walking around, but the streets are pretty sparse. And there are street lights lit everywhere.
Got it.
And then we're not like super close to you or anything. Like you've got like a GPS or whatever on you. And we're,
how are you gonna follow them?
I was gonna say we like in the time waiting for them, if we could find somewhere to rent a speeder
or even just buy one. It can't be that expensive, right?
I'm gonna flip a light side point.
Okay.
And say that there is a slightly disreputable mechanic shop.
Cool.
That may have
the Zexto.
Run by Sebald.
Yeah. Oh, the guy I voiced. And that, if we ask around a bit, they say like he has slightly cheaper ones that are used, that he's usually willing to sell for like not much.
Sure.
Compared to asking price.
Yeah. He'll sell it to you for. He'll sell it to you for 80%.
Okay. So 80% of 1500.
1200.
1200. Thank you.
Yeah. Wow. So you buy two speeder bikes for three speeder bikes for, because you have Gartatha coming as well?
Yeah, and there's room for them to store them on the Iron Trike, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Great. Let's get some speeder bikes, man. Fuck. Let's soup them up a bit.
Only one person can fit on a speeder bike?
I'll make a...
You can fit multiple people, but you'll probably want to have spots for Flint and Tumask to hop on.
I will actually try and charm him a little bit. Since we're buying three, maybe bring the price down a little bit more. Like, down to 75% each.
No, I think the 80% is like talking and charming him.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah. It's totally fine. All right, so that's, what is it? 3,600.
Yep.
Great.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, if you don't mind keeping track of our money. Because I think you're the one with the access to the account anyway.
We're at what?
Now at 71,400.
Yeah.
There is a quick shot of Levo, Bosch, and Gartatha haggling with the Zexto.
Well, I don't know, these are, you know, fairly good condition. I understand, but, you know, we're buying three, it's a pretty good deal. Like, well, three. I guess
and then
right.
Gartatha grabs him and lifts him in the air.
Okay, 80% each. Sounds great.
Gartatha looks back, still holding him, and smiles.
He's like, all right. I mean, if it works, it works. And that if that works for you.
It works for me, absolutely.
We cut to a scene. Flint and Tumask standing on a street corner. I imagine they're under a street light. They're both wearing the matte black armor. Flint, I assume, has his parka over that with the hood up and goggles on. Mind you, it's tropical within this volcanic vent. This
so he's sweating.
Hot pocket.
But it's the only...
This hot pocket.
It's the only disguise that he has.
All right. And then Tumask is standing there. And you hear the droning of speeders getting closer and closer.
And then finally you see two landspeeders ride up. So you see six armed Caridians on the landspeeder come up.
They have six arms?
Yeah.
Good one.
I'm going to edit that one out.
I put a light side point. They have six arms.
I'm just going to like edit out all of Alfonso's jokes from here on out. The audience just thinks he's unfunny.
Flint's been real quiet this episode.
Nobody missed him.
That's not true.
I'm sure he has a fan out there. So, they're carrying military-grade blaster rifles. Like A280Cs, if anyone knows Battlefront at all. It's like a standard Rebel blaster rifle. And so they pull up the land speeder next to you two, and they all hop off, except for the people behind the steering wheels. And Elgar, you recognize him, walks up to you two, and he looks at Flint, and he looks back at you. Who's this guy?
This is my boss, Fletch.
A
nod.
Nice to meet you. I'm Elgar. There's just like an awkward staring moment. So,
good to see you, Elgar.
Tumash tries to break. He reaches out his hand to kind of like shake.
Make a charm check, and because you had good rapport, add a blue to it.
There we go.
Difficulty? It's gonna be difficulty. What is charm opposed by? Discipline, right? And that is discipline is what characteristic?
Willpower, I think.
Willpower.
Yes.
Yeah, it's gonna be difficulty one.
Okay. Purple.
One purple. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, that is a failure.
No.
But there's an advantage.
Two advantages.
You hold out your hand, and Elgar doesn't take it. He's like, and he like looks, he shifts uncomfortably about it. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna need you guys to hand over your blasters.
Flint slowly puts his hand on his blaster, and then grabs it by the butt of the blaster.
And this is the only blaster you brought with you, right?
Right, it's a regular blaster pistol.
Not your special one?
We brought some of your special stuff on the speeder bikes with us.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
And he hands over the blaster pistol by the butt, like, safely. Yeah.
Elgar grabs it and hands it to another Caridian, who takes it and, like, stuffs it in their pant waist.
Yeah, that's the thing about Caridians, you guys. They wear singular pant.
Strange race.
And then they look at you two, Mosk, waiting for you to hand over your blaster.
Elgar, this one doesn't carry any blasters.
A big, serious-looking Caridian walks over to you and starts patting you down. What did you bring with you?
So, I have my binoculars, and I have, my data pad, and I have my camera droid. Kind of like in my backpack kind of a thing. The red kind of thing that we got from that film guy.
I feel like that one definitely fits on your back the way it... Like,
Did you hide the cam droid?
I did not hide it.
The guy pulls out the cam droid. Like, he's patting you down, and he touches your backpack, and he pulls it open, he pulls it out, and he looks at Elgar, and Elgar looks at it nervously, like, put it into one of our bags. So one of the guys comes out with a black bag, stuffs your droid in it, and cinches it shut, and tosses it in the back of the back seat. Yeah. And Elgar looks at that same guy again, and he's like, is it clean? And the guy's like, he nods. All right, we'll take you to the base. And then Drac next to him walks up with two black bags and starts handing them off, and they are about to put two black bags over your heads.
Flint holds up his hand and takes the bag away and puts it over his own head.
Cool.
Ice cold.
Tumask still trying to, even though he failed before, maybe the advantage, like, keeps the relationship intact, like the previous failure doesn't like ruin things.
Elgar, is this all really necessary?
Gaumont.
Yes, sir.
Do as the men say.
And then he kind of gives like a little, I want him to have like a little glance with Elgar, like they're both like subordinates, you know, kind of a thing. Just like
a boss.
Oh boy.
Elgar like sighs and nods.
And then too.
Also, I wanted to be noted that that came from inside a bag.
Who was the man, sir?
Two Mouse puts on the bag.
Cool. They both bring you into the back seats of the landspeeders, and landspeeders take off.
To be It probably would have been easier to get on the land speeders first without being blindfolded, just to be honest. It would help. Yeah, yeah, now it's just, where do we, yeah. We're like trying it's to lift like a leg. It's
like
some weird
college prank, like, well, now you're blind, get in our car.
I think we're getting into the
What kind
back.
Of college did you go to?
One with really dumb pranks.
I don't think we're on speeder bikes. I think we're getting into seats in like
yeah,
in
these are land speeders, so okay, the equivalent of cars. So you're in the yeah. back seat of a okay. car.
Still,
like the thing Obi-Wan and Luke rolled up in to yeah. to Tatooine land to speeder. To Mos Eisley the first time. Land speeder.
Copy. Okay.
And then I once, and then I feel like you know, a block away, we're like hanging out with Gartatha.
Yep. We got our speeder watch bikes. Them. And we've got Flint's sniper rifle. Mm-hmm. And you know, some extra nades, I guess.
The pistol too.
Oh, I should have given my favorite. One of you guys my binoculars.
Well, I'm just gonna say, is there? Never mind.
So you guys are watching from a distance. Make a stealth check.
Okay.
And because you're at a distance, you can add a blue dice to that.
Okay. So stealth. I have one yellow and two green. I think yours may be better, Bosh.
Yeah, I have one yellow and a green.
Oh, okay, so
yeah.
Difficulty.
It is going to be difficulty 2.
Okay.
And this is to remain out of sight.
Correct. Smaller.
Okay.
Percent.
Well, I assume they also have like GPS trackers.
Whoa. Yeah. Nothing but net. No, so it's a triumph, nice. 3 successes and an advantage.
Nice. Wow. The GPS tracker you have on them would be his comlink, Tumas' right. comlink.
I feel like Tumas definitely like set up everyone on like Find Friends on like iOS, on Apple. Like everyone, like he set up things for everybody.
Find my friends.
Yeah. Like Tumas has like
in his paranoid nature, he's like put tracking devices on all of us.
Yeah.
And well, remember in Rogue One, Cassian tells Levo, or sorry, Cassian okay. tells. K2 to when he's on the comlink zero in on these coordinates. So it seems like the comlink would be able to give
it's
you
true.
The GPS.
Yep. Right on. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you rolled a triumph, so you don't notice. They don't notice you at all.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to start following them.
Yeah. And I don't know what kind of advantage can there be. I want to say we see something about
the base or something like that. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you don't see the base yet. This
That's
is
the thing. We
this is
the base
you like initially following them.
Yeah, it's fine.
So yeah, it cuts to you guys like, you watch the land speeder fly off, mm-hmm. and the camera slowly pans down another street where 3 land speeders sort of like slow roll out of an alleyway and start following from a distance.
80s music starts playing. Knight Rider theme.
Yep. Bosch puts on some sick sunglasses.
Oh, you know
at night.
Clicks them and they light up.
So
I want sunglasses.
So cool.
Tumask and Flint on the land speeder. Is there anything you do until time like you get there? Do you like just sit and wait?
Yeah, Flint's trying to play it ice cold.
Strong and silent.
Yeah. Mm. So he's saying nothing.
Yep. So Tumask, you're sitting there next to Elgar in a different speeder than Flint.
Ooh, they separated us.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, one each of you are in a different speeder.
VIP treatment.
Yeah.
Sure. That's what that is.
Elgar leans in and says, "So 1% for a finder fee?" And he says it real quietly. Like just under just so loud enough so you could hear him.
"Elgar, I don't know if I can comply with that. If you put us in a bidding war, that's probably going to eat into your fee a little bit."
"It's out of my hand, unfortunately."
This one will try to get you what he can, but you're going to have to put in a good word for us."
"All right, well, I'll do what I can. Just depends on a couple of things."
"It's out of my hand, too. You met my boss. You know how it is.
You're welcome.
Working for these guys."
"Well, you know. It's not the same, necessarily, but, And he looks conflicted. He's like, "Oh, there's a lot to say. Which, I don't think I should say any of it, so I won't.
Elgar.
Yeah?
I just want you to know, I love you too."
"What?"
I mean...
"That's
right. I can't breathe in this bag."
"You just said you love me?"
"No!
We just met."
"Did you?
What?"
"What?"
"Yeah! What? Listen, sorry, about earlier, like, I'm just used to talking to my family, so, like, when you hang up, you, or, like, my brother, you say, like, love you, goodbye, it sort of becomes a thing, you just, like, say it automatically, and I was trying to catch myself. Did you think that I... Oh. And, like, you feel him shift over in a seat away from you. Listen, I got someone back home, so,
Two masks.
And he's like, could we play some music? He says up front. Son of... So yeah, we have a shot of you guys flying through the hills, going up towards the icy wall. And then we get a shot of the speeder bikes following behind. Can we get another stealth check of you guys following them?
Sure.
Just to make sure, like, now you're off in the jungle following them, keeping a good distance, I think.
Still with the blue?
Yep, still with the blue. Okay.
Still a success, two successes and two advantages.
Cool. So you watch them go up a winding ridge on the ice wall till eventually they go into a low valley. And as you go up into the valley after them, you see it seems like an old mining area. And there's mining equipment that seems to be have left there, been abandoned, and there's piles of black ore. And the two land speeders go into a massive door. It looks sort of like the door from the Battle of Crait during The Last Jedi. Mm. And it's open just a crack, and the two land speeders go in, and the door starts closing, just as Levo, Bosch, and Gartatha come up on the speeder bikes and see them.
Huh. That's a big door.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to get in there through the front. I guess we should scout around, see if we find any other entrance, maybe?
They're going to be in there for a little while. I think we've got time for a little midnight ride.
Gartatha.
Sure.
Just sort of, like, shakes his head.
Levo looks at Gartatha and also shakes his head.
So you two are going to scout around?
Yeah, I actually was thinking of using a light side point to say we do find, like, a shaft from... Maybe cool. A little bit above yeah. That leads down.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
But we'll get to that.
So your speeder bike's like right off camera, and we do a wipe right to left.
Mm-hmm.
We cut to inside the hangar, where we see the hangar is lit by the yellow lights dangling from the ceiling. It looks like all very recently, roughly put together. There's pipes and everything everywhere. Flint and Tumask are both ushered off the speeder bikes or the land speeders.
Mm-hmm.
And they are walked over, they're generally helped out, and they're walked towards, through the hangar, or, the big open area. Make a perception check for both of you.
Difficulty?
It's going to be difficulty 2. Looks like 2 successes for both of you succeeded.
Nope.
Oh, I read it wrong. I do that every time.
I do. Me too.
So while you're walking, you hear a lot of activity around you. You hear, like, welding. You hear things being hammered and put together. There's a decent number of people in this area, and it's large and cavernous, so you hear a loud echo. It's cold in here.
We're still covered.
Yep, your heads are still covered. So this is all just what you're hearing and what you're smelling. You smell fuel. You smell ozone. And you smell a lot of, like, oil and... It smells very industrial. You guys are eventually helped to a back room where you hear a door close and the hustle and bustle outside is dulled. And the bags are ripped off your heads. And in front of you is looks like it was an overseer's room because you can see out the window into the hangar beyond where you see not only a large Baleen-class freighter, which is what Han Solo was using at the beginning of The Force Awakens, but you also see a number of Y-wings in the middle being repaired by a bunch of Corellians. There's also... scavenged R2 and R4 units, working with them, piecing them together. They look like they've been hobbled together by different colored parts. And there's about 6 or so Y-wings from an old Clone Wars, era Y-wings. But inside the Overseer's room where you're standing, there's a holo projector set up in the middle of the room with cables running in and out. And you see the holo projected image of Muval Ramont staring down at the two of you. And across from the holo projector is a... It looks like another Corellian, but you can't really see his features because it's obscured by Muval's massive face. But you can see he's holding onto the council with cybernetic hand fingers on his left hand. And, yeah, the other Corellians, including, are behind you, blaster rifles still sort of at the ready.
Oh, hello, boys. It's nice to see you. Long time.
Flint pulls down the hood of his parka and puts the goggles up onto the top of his head. Hello, Muvol.
Where's that cute young thing you were with?
Go to hell.
I've been. It's nice.
You have found new victims to sell the Empire to.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm only here to acquire some spice.
Yes, I'm sure. Just like you are only there for us to help us out in our time of need. When you sold us to that Inquisitor.
I am a woman of many interests, Mr. Cross. And I am here to tell you that what I did to you was business. And I would do it again!
I'm glad that everyone here knows that now.
So what's your business here now, Muvol?
As you say that, the Corellian walks over from... That was behind Muvol. Walks forward. He's bigger than the other ones. He's a little bit more muscular. He has the cybernetic fingers. And he has two bandoliers across his chest. With blaster packs and those bandoliers.
She's buying our spice.
Oh yeah? Good for her. Sounds like you've got a very reliable person to get your money from before she sells you. Just like she sold us out.
Really? You thought... I heard your whole exchange. You're more interested in her than our actual product. Listen, I know there's a lot of people out after us. So? Sort of makes me wonder if you two are out trying to track us down and turn us over to the Pikes.
Yeah, I may have informed our little friend, our larger friend here, of some of your past indiscretions in the system.
I don't understand the logic of that statement. Is that alright?
You have a history. You're a criminal.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, also, Tumas was asking a lot about Muvol. Yeah. So this guy got very suspicious and called up Muvol. Called up Muvol and said, oh, there's a lizard.
Yep, there's a lizard.
And Muvol's like, oh, I know there's the lizard after me.
Yeah. No, I don't understand the logic of what Yiv said.
What?
He said, you're interested in Muvol, so...
Yeah, you seem more interested in Muvol than actually getting the product.
Oh, more interested in Muvol, not then Muvol. Like, it seems like we're asking all these questions just to get to Muvol.
Right. Yeah, that's what it seemed to him.
It's like that we overplayed our hand a bit.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to figure out how to respond because I didn't understand.
Yeah,
so
he seemed, from his perspective, from what you gather, you seemed more interested in Muvol, so he got suspicious.
Yeah, like we were using them.
Sir, we're not interested in turning you over to the Pikes. We have nothing to do with the Pikes.
Oh, really, Tumask? This one seems to remember a few past incidences where you yourself had done business with the Pikes. Isn't that right?
And this one seems to recall you having plenty of past pieces of... God damn it. Plenty of past... business with the Pikes as well. Miss has her toes in many different pies.
Oh, well, I've made no secrets about my past business practices. These gentlemen know that I am an indiscriminate purchaser and seller of many commodities, and theirs so happens to be currently valuable to me.
So Flint just looks at Yiv and says, so, this indiscriminate person's money.
You don't know his name yet.
Right, but I look at that guy.
Yeah.
Big guy. And I don't say Yiv. I didn't say Yiv.
For the... You didn't say Yiv, but the audience doesn't know who it is yet.
No, I didn't.
You said Yiv.
As Flint or as Alfonso?
As Alfonso. The audience doesn't even know as Alfonso.
So you're saying the audience doesn't know that we haven't given him a name.
We lost that audio.
Poop! I wasn't even concerned about it. I was just concerned about making sure Flint didn't say it.
Yeah, I know.
So I didn't even...
It's okay.
I'm having a lot of trouble right now.
It's okay.
Look! When I heard from Elgar that Muvol was involved, yes, this one became interested in knowing about her and her whereabouts. She screwed us over. She sold us out. But at the end of the day, we're here for the spice. That's what matters. You seem to have a nice business here. We want no part of it.
So you guys are trying to...
Was a skill called no? Conversion.
Was that not a good line? Well, did you want to play and make a different play?
I did want to make a different play. Because you went for the spice route. I was going to go for the rebellion route.
Well, you went with the spice. Yeah.
You can interrupt me. You can come at the end of that.
I don't know how without... like
admit what we need.
Maybe
we
can know how to backtrack.
Admit what we need the spice for.
Well, I want you guys to make an opposed presence check with Muval.
Ooh, presence.
Yeah. So you're going to do combined. So Muval's arguing against you guys.
It's stat presence.
Yeah. So you guys can make a chart, whatever social skill you want to use, maybe a negotiate.
I don't have anything great statistically.
I could try and intimidate Muval.
Well, you're not doing it to Muval. You're seeing if you are winning over Haldren. Or you're winning over the boss Caridian.
I haven't done anything to win him over yet.
Just from this interaction so far, I want to see how he's feeling. So okay. Muval's been sort of accusing you guys of lying. You guys are accusing her of being
a
traitor.
Muval's thing is that she is very plainly buying and selling drugs, and that she is an unsavory businesswoman, but she gets the job done. That's where she's coming from. But she has been selling them. She has been telling bad things.
I want to go back to what I was trying to say before.
Where do you want to go back to?
Not go back, but I want to try and say what I was trying to say before when I...
Yeah. Could we make this roll first? Yeah. This is just up to this point. We'll make other rolls. This is just to gauge his interest. So you guys will make a combined whatever skill you want to use. You're going to be rolling against her, which we'll have Muval roll separately.
So is there a... These are just...
Yeah, you're not going to roll difficulty dice.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be opposed against Muval's roll. So Muval has 2 successes and 2 advantages.
3 successes and 1 advantage.
So he's listening to you, he's listening to Muval, and you notice this Caridian is looking a little uncomfortable with this whole thing. We'll continue with your negotiation.
You seem to be in charge here. And he points to the big Caridian.
He nods, Haldren Yev.
Haldren, my name is Flint Cross. Tumask and I, my associate, we are here to discuss with you terms regarding your spice. And we are here with the full knowledge that the person that you are planning to buy from is Muval Ramont, who just in the past few weeks absolutely betrayed us.
Oh, I told them all about it.
Good, I'm glad. Shut up,
woman. Do you know what else I told them?
Can I tell her, can I make her shut up? I'm gonna make her shut up. I can't. Go on.
I'm a hologram.
I know, right? Mm-hmm.
What
else did you tell them, Muval? What other lies did you tell them?
Well, it wasn't a lie. I told them the reason I sold you out to the Inquisition.
Actually, I would love to know that.
Because you're harboring a Force-sensitive boy.
So?
What do you mean, so?
Why does that make these guys think that, that's a terrible thing that we're doing?
Haldren folds his arms and he doesn't respond.
Right. So?
If you think I was going to get myself caught up in that mess, you've got another thing coming.
Okay. What was I talking about?
How she's terrible and how they should side with us.
Oh, yeah. So, as you can see, this one is not willing to pick a side. We have chosen a side, and it was against an empire. I don't know your allegiances, but I do know if that you do not want imperial heat on you, you should not work with this woman.
Make a, you're trying to almost charm him or make it inspired?
Yeah, if there was a persuasion, it would be
there's
that,
there's coercion,
right?
But there's leadership even. If
you're, yeah, I think charm is the closest, because I'm not trying to be an asshole, I'm
negotiation.
Not trying to lie. So,
also? Yeah,
but I took
charm.
A rank in charm. So.
That was a charming speech.
That was a charming speech.
Yeah, make a charm check against difficulty.
Ugh. I mean, would it be 2 red for Haldren Yev?
Yeah, it's going to be 2 red.
Ooh. And I'm going to keep flip a light side to increase my...
Ooh!
So it's 2 red versus 2 yellow. It's all the big dice. Gonna be 2 despairs. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
3 successes and 2 threats.
3 successes, 2
Hell
threats.
Yes!
Is it net 2 threats?
Net 2 threats.
Alright.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I couldn't see my sweater over my face.
You put your sweater I just picked the worst times to go in for a high five with you.
Holdren looks conflicted, but he looks up at Muval and says, "Do you still have our bonus arranged for me handing over these two to you?"
"Of course I do. An extra 150,000 credits, just like we discussed."
Takes a deep breath, and he nods like, "All right, well, I'm going to take them. I'll hold them here for you for now. See you soon."
"Bye, sweetie. I'll bring you some of that whiskey you love."
"Thanks." And he walks over and he turns off the comm unit, and he gestures to Elgar and Drak. "Put them in the cells."
"What a dick. I'm not even here. I'm God."
Elgar and Drak put the bags over your head suddenly.
"Yiv!
Do you resist?"
"You're unarmed."
Cool. So you're about to say something to Yiv as you're being dragged away.
I'm like, do I make a play? Do I not make a play?
"To Mosk. Just, we'll see if we can talk our way out of this later. That's advice. You don't have to do it."
"I'm not your boss anymore."
"Yeah, right.
Just pretend."
"Yiv. This one sees the Y-Wings down there. Did you steal them or acquire them?"
He doesn't respond as you're dragged away. So you guys are dragged away, led down some stairs. You hear a door, tss, and you guys are thrown in unceremoniously, tss, as the door closes. No one's around you. You're free to take your bags off if you want.
Keep mom.
Yeah.
He lifts it up, he lifts the bottom up over his eyes to find a seat, and he sits down.
You are in a prison cell, by the way.
Yeah, so we see a prison cell, awesome. And sighs and sits on a bench and then puts the bag back over his head.
Tumask, takes the bag off, and he kind of, rips it with his claws. he is angry.
It's all he had!
As you rip the bag, we wipe from the middle. And we cut to Levo, Bosch, and Gartatha speeder biking around. And you guys wanted to find an opening?
Yep. Use the light side point to find almost a maintenance tunnel.
Flip it. You find an old mine shaft. It looks like it's held together by metal beams, and it's going straight down from on top of an ice area, from the ice.
So it's just going straight down.
Straight down into a pit of black.
Okay. And is there a elevator?
None that you see.
Some cable somewhere?
None that you see. But there are enough pipes to sort of climb down if you wanted climb? To do that.
I mean...
Sure.
Here's the thing. Let's do it.
What do you say in character upon looking at it?
It looks pretty deep.
If this is our only way in, I guess we're going in. Their trackers haven't moved in about half an hour.
Yeah, it's not good. We gotta go in, and this is the only way, so...
So the two of you are sort of standing over, arms folded.
Yeah.
Gartatha lets out a mighty Wookiee bellow, and he just, leaps down, and you see him, grab a bar and start swinging. I'm gonna roll for him, just to see how well he does.
Athletics check or something?
I love Gartatha.
Yeah, I just imagine him leaping with arms up over his head.
The Wookiee Tarzan yell.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. He grabs it and he starts swinging and he goes down effortlessly.
Great. Let's see here. So I'll roll a force dice, see if I can generate some ways to enhance my athletics check here.
Ooh, two light side points.
Two light side points. So I can use one of those, if I'm not mistaken, to enhance basic power.
What's the difficulty? It's going to be difficulty 2. So I imagine Bosch looks down at the pit, and he closes his eyes, and he takes a breath, and there's a moment of stillness. Maybe there's a little sound cue.
But it's in a weird kind of diminished minor key. Mm.
Roll it.
Nope.
Just three advantages.
Three advantages.
Oh.
What do you have in mind for advantages?
I don't die.
Cool.
or break any bone. Here, I don't break any bones.
I mean, you can think about it this way. Like, you do, like, do occasional cool things, but it's from saving yourself clumsily.
Sure.
Yeah. But, like, in the moment, they are, like, with the Force.
Like, yeah. I do have in my mind, you reach out, and you start to, like, your eyes are closed, and you just take a breath, and you feel something, and you just step forward, and you fall. You go to grab something, and your hand just misses, and all of a sudden, panic sets in.
Lose your focus.
Yeah, as you start to fall, but then all of a sudden, you feel a Wookiee arm grab your arm, and he catches you. And you hear a very condescending growl from Gartatha as he's just, like, holding on to you, looking down at you, like,
what? I had it.
He shakes his head, and he swings you up onto his back to hold on, and he starts climbing down with you on his back. We cut up to Levo up top.
Levo, while not being able to sweat, would, watching it. And just, like, the camera pans from, like, Gartatha holding... Bosch, and like goes up and just sees Levo like on his knees with his hands over the edge, just staring down, and also very nervous about climbing.
Yeah. I mean, the Force did help you get down, it just didn't work in the way you thought it would.
That's right.
So here we go. What is this? Athletics or?
Yeah, this is an athletics check, difficulty 2.
Great. Nope.
Ooh. So you're gonna take
just straight up fail
5 damage.
Okay.
So what's gonna happen is you start climbing down, and
my soak is 5, so I will take 1.
Norman. Yeah, you take 1 damage. A bar breaks, and all of a sudden you go just
I feel like he starts out like very slow and cautious. Like, now if I go slow, this will totally work. No!
But it's really monotone, like, no.
Just rising in volume, not octave.
You bounce off something,
your
trench coat gets caught, and you swing, and then you land on the ground with just a heavy thud. Maybe some black dust is kicked up. And a second after you land, Gartatha lands in a crouch next to you.
A second after Gartatha lands, another piece of me falls after Gartatha, and you just hear like, ting, ting.
Gartatha looks down at you and sort of growls, as if to say, are you alright?
It's my response.
So we cut to a few seconds later, you're on your feet, you've put back the brim of your hat in place, you've patted down your coat.
It's a dent. There's a new dent in it.
Yeah. You are in a small sort of alcove that leads out to a sort of a, like an overhang that's overlooking a large hangar. And in that hangar, you see a large freighter, 6 Y-Wings, and a bunch of Corellians seemingly repairing everything. There's generators there that have hooked up to the power to run everything. There's stacks of munitions, stacks of, you know, barrels of fuel all ready to go. And it's... They've assembled a bit of a force here. And the Y-Wings, it looks like they're in the middle of stripping off the outer hull, like the outer casing from the Y, like from the...
Oh, they're stripping them?
Yeah, because the difference between the Y-Wings and A New Hope and the Y-Wings from the Clone Wars is the Clone Wars had a lot of extra armor plating, so they just stripped those off.
Oh, they're stripping these to be, like...
Lighter and more maneuverable.
Yeah, they're refitting them.
Seemingly so.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, Leo, when he sees that, he's kind of fascinated.
Yeah, Bosch is looking out over this like, I don't think these are just simple spice smugglers.
I don't know what they are, but you gotta find the others.
Make a perception check.
Oh, I can do that.
You do that. Leo's eyes ain't so good. Like at all, ever. They're just not good.
So, what's the difficulty?
It's gonna be... Difficulty 2.
Did we figure out what these, like, little black...
Yeah, it means you would get rid of a black dice if one was imposed upon you.
Gotcha. Okay, so... yellow, green, and blue. And 2... Okay, 2 successes, 2 threats.
Cool. So you know, you walk over and you look over the edge and you look around, And you watch as six of the armed guards, the ones from the Landspeeder, including Elgar and Drac, walk up from a set of stairs. And they're walking from something. They have two black bags in their hands that are no longer... No, they don't have black bags in their hands.
Yeah.
They're just walking up from there, and they walk back into a command center where you see, you know, it's like an overseer's office on the ground floor overlooking the main area. So that is what you see. You watch them come up from a set of stairs in the back of the hangar.
Okay. I think we should stealth our way through those stairs.
Yeah, what's our... We gotta figure out how to get to the back of the hangar there.
Well, with those threats,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. While you're looking over, like, overhanging the edge looking over... All of a sudden, Elgar turns up and looks towards you, and you hide for a second. Like you duck down really quickly, but you're not sure if he saw you.
I'm willing to even go so far as, like, he saw a glint of something, but he wasn't sure what it was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Oh. Hey, did you guys see that?
No.
Oh.
Elgar and Drac easily swaying each other away from being secure.
I never found that wrench.
So Bosch turns to Levo and Gartatha and says, I think if we can stay up here on the catwalks for a little while, we can manage to get to the back of the hangar. Because wherever the holding cells are, they gotta be in there.
It's worth a shot. Sure.
So you're gonna move stealthily towards the back of the hangar?
Yeah.
Make a stealth roll, and it's going to be difficulty 2 and 1 black. Because okay. Elgar is sort of hanging around and he's a little wary after seeing that, so he's still looking around.
I have a green and a yellow for that.
I actually have, for stealth, a yellow and 2 green.
Alrighty.
These and a black.
There you go, the stealth master.
I'm going to flip a light side to make one of these green and yellow.
Cool.
Yep.
Maybe we don't bust him out
triumph!
Right.
Triumph.
Mm.
So it's a just a triumph.
Just a triumph. Yeah.
Nice.
I hate this thing.
Yeah, this thing's awesome. It's dice tray.
Where are the magnets?
Quiet. It's like a carnival game. Step right up, folks. Test your luck.
My three card move on Rumonte.
Get out. Oh, good night, everyone.
All
right. Oy, oy, oy.
So the three of you are walking along this little overhang. You find a ladder that you climb down quietly. You're moving from container to container, waiting for people to move past.
Metal Gear Solid music playing.
Yeah.
One of us is hiding in a cardboard box.
Mm-hmm. Elgar sees it, he's like, oh, it's just a box.
You two make it towards the stairs and you start creeping down. And as you follow it, we cut to Flint and Tumosk. What are you two up to?
Flint's got the bag off of his head. He's kind of spinning it around on one hand.
Tumosk is like pacing. Like, so what else is in the room? Like, he would be like looking around.
So you are in a prison cell. It's a mesh grate cell, sort of like what Saw Gerrera and the Partisans had in Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
Or something that would be like Jabba's palace.
Also, is it made of rock or ice in here? Or is it? Oh, the walls structure. It's made.
Yeah, the structure is made and it's built into the ice.
Right.
So it's kind of cold.
Okay.
Not for me. I wore a parka.
It's pretty cold for you, actually.
Yeah, that's really cold for me.
Yeah. So there's like the floor is like the old metal grates that have been put down and like secured into the area.
That's why Tumosk is moving around so much, like trying to keep warm.
It's like harder for you to wake up in the morning on cold mornings.
Yeah.
Like, if we're not careful, sometimes we'll just like find you having fallen out of a tree, just like
with your legs in the air
until around noon, and then you know the sun heats you up. And...
Flint's got his parka hood up, and his other arm that's not spinning the bag is tucked underneath his other side, and he's not wicked cold because he does hate the cold, but he's happy that he brought his parka.
Nice.
And he's spinning the bag in the other one. Bag's over his hand, so that's pretty warm too.
So Tumosk is just kind of like. So he's on one cot. Is there like bunk beds? Or are there many benches?
There's like two bunk beds across from each other that you could sit on as a bench.
Got it.
Not bunk beds. They're just sort of like
slabs.
Slabs, yeah.
Cots, yeah. Got it. Even maybe going too far.
yeah, so Tumas is searching the room to try to find, like, some cables or a way out or something to rip. Like, he's, like, desperate right now.
Make a perception check.
Caged lizard.
Yeah. Perception is... Oh, yeah.
It's going to be difficulty two.
Okay. I know, I have a caged lizard.
Ooh.
Two success, one threat.
Cool. So you're looking around, and you see this structure seems to have been recently sort of put in here. Like, the walls and the cots and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been added. They weren't originally part of the mine. You see that there is a pipe, or not a pipe, like wiring, a cable from the ceiling that leads from, like, down the stairs into this room, over the ceiling, and then traipses along the side of the wall and plugs into all the doors to keep them electrified. It looks like, similar to the generators outside, it looks like the Corellians might have set this up themselves. So, okay. Unfortunately, it's on the threat is it's on the other side of the door, and you can't get to it.
So Tumas, like, tries, like, even though he can't, like, just to, like, rip open the mesh, like, to just kind of get to it.
I mean, can you...
Oh, make a strike. Can't
fit your hand through. Oh, I can't fit... Well, maybe my claws, like, my nails can, like,
get in. I was thinking there's a way for, like, your hand and your arm to get through, so I'm imagining Tumas hilariously, like...
If you want to try to, like, break the door, make a brawn check, difficulty 5.
Woo. Difficulty 5. Yeah. I would have to roll.
So Flint's watching you, and he's just sitting there, spinning the bag. One of his legs is going, you know, up and down.
It's used to being locked up.
Thing. Yeah, well, he's
just brawn, not a...
And he just says, Tumas, you're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, got it. So just 3 green?
Yep. 3 green and 5 purple.
Jeez.
I don't even think we have enough purple.
Oh,
we do. There we go. Flint was hoarding them.
Yeah. For my stealth roll. Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh my
gosh! That is ridiculous. That's a lot of blank purple dice.
Yep. Wait, two threats and two success.
Good God. So Tumas puts his fingers into it and he's shaking it, trying to rip the door. And all of a sudden it...
No, can we build... Like, so he gets his nails in and he's, like, pushing and you see him, like, focus. Like, Flint is, like, doubting him from, like, the bench. Like,
what are you doing?
He's legitimately worried that Tumas is going to hurt himself.
Yeah.
As you're pulling on it, you're trying to rip it, the doorframe itself pops off. And it falls to the ground with a heavy thud. We cut to Levo.
Wait, can we have that shot of that happening be from the outside of the cell? Yeah. So you can see Flint in the background spinning the bag, and Tumas just, he's holding it, and he's going to put it, and the door pops off and falls toward the camera. And you just see Tumas and Flint both just kind of wide-eyed, like, what? The door fell down?
And the bag stopped spinning
around his hand.
Then we cut to Levo, Bosch, and Gartava, and we hear a large bang.
No way!
Right. And it's like from, like, down the stairs to the right.
Where we were headed.
Yeah, where you're heading.
Oh, that can't be good.
Sounds like they have heavy weapons. We should go in, maybe... Ready for a fight.
Yeah.
Gartatha
nods.
Probably some explosives, probably. We should be ready. Alright.
Gartatha has Flint's blaster pistol, which he took it and he put the holster on his hip and he's, like, wearing that. But he also has his sniper rifle.
Oh.
And Gartatha, like, pulls down the little bipod and, like, nods, like, seriously.
Alright. Bosch grabs two grenades, his double-fisting grenades.
Maybe not grenades, Bosch.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Maybe stick with your vibro spear.
Gartatha nods at that.
Okay, I mean, if you both think so.
I think so. We're inside. It's tack waters.
Right, yeah.
Spear's good.
Good.
And then Levo, like, motions for everyone to be, like, at the side of the door and just, like, puts up 1, 2, 3, and we run in.
Yeah, you run in, and then all of a sudden you see Flint Tumas just standing there, the door knocked over. And both of them looking surprised.
He, like, puts his hands in the air, still holding his blaster, and puts them down, like, well, what the hell?
Gartatha, just, like, his shoulders, like, slump, and he, like, lowers the blaster.
I know, right?
And it cuts back to Bosch, and he just sort of sheepishly puts 2 grenades back in his belt. Because he's holding them anyway.
Kids. I'm trying to get a massive splinter.
Tomas just ripped down the door. He just...
What?
He just pushed the door over. It was amazing.
This one was aiming for the wire.
Yeah, you missed. But, good job.
Let's get out of here.
Because you got that triumph from your stealth roll, mm-hmm. I'm going to say you all of a sudden hear someone coming.
Are there any other people in cells?
There's no other people in cells.
No other people.
Is there anywhere cells where we can hide?
I was about to say that.
You see other cells, or you could try to double back and hopefully not run into them. But the other cells there are the only things that you could hide in.
Yeah, but someone would look at them because it's pretty obvious.
And there's only...
Well, the cells are... They're not like... They're the doors themselves are there, but they're like... barricades up, so you only really see through the door. So it's possible to hide. Maybe if you like tuck yourself under a bench in a far distant room.
I have an idea. We go into the one of the other cells, and there is actually an old
Tom is flipping,
flipping
a light
side point. Oh, there's actually an old
that's terrifying.
Just no, like under one of the like, you know, cots they put up, there's like a trap door. That just leads into, like, a little storage area that this was originally used for.
Cool.
Right. Oh, yeah, because it wasn't originally
A prison cell.
Is there any way out of that storage room?
I mean...
I'm going to say it's one way.
It's one way, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little cellar.
Yeah. Tomas, back in the cell. Back in the cell. Go hide, hide! And Flint picks up the door and waits for Tomas to come into the cell so that we could pretend...
Suddenly the door is like the whole frame.
Yeah.
Whole frame.
So he lifts it up, he's holding it, and, like, he's, like, pretending to lean.
Can't take it back.
To hold the wall up. Cool. It's like the cell
you
wall,
guys could
right?
Drop the door.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So then, Levo, Bosch, and Gartatha, I'm assuming, dive into this other room.
It's probably only
to
big
hide.
Enough for us anyway.
Yeah.
And you see there's no cots there, and it looks like just a bunch of extra supplies have been tossed there, because they're still building this place. And you see there's like a small little like storage container where you can like, it sort of goes straight down.
Levo quickly motions over like, come on, in here.
And so as you three climb down, the camera's like getting a shot of you guys, focus on you. But in the background, we see blurred is the stairs. But as the last of you go down, it focuses on the stairs as Holdren Yiv walks down the stairs towards the cell where he sees Tumosk and Flint.
And Flint is holding the
door, the
door
like,
up.
Oh, hey!
Yeah, so it's mesh, right?
Yeah.
So he's got his fingers in the mesh and he's like... trying to lean and make it look
like you're a mime.
He's just like, yeah.
Make a deception check.
I feel like this should be deception, but with either agility or brawn or something.
Yeah.
Because you're deceiving. Yeah, you're deceiving like him with your body, essentially, by holding it still.
All right.
Yes.
Straight brawn.
No deception. So you add your skills from deception, but using brawn as the characteristic.
There we go.
So you get more green dice.
I want to do that two red.
All the time.
If you want to upgrade it, you should.
Use our final light side point.
No.
Triumph!
Fucking damn!
Wow.
Another
so
try.
You look real casual.
Wow. Yeah. Two advantages. While awesome. You're still holding it.
That's awesome.
Oh my god. Look at the... Let me gently...
So there is a... I mean, yeah, there would be a failure.
Oh, but that is a failure.
Yeah, but so it's just a triumph and two advantages?
Yeah, triumph, failure, two advantages.
How does it work? Yeah. Does that cancel out the failure, or is it a net wash with a triumph? Is that how that works?
I think it's despair
anyway.
Is the only thing that does that.
Yeah, so he's holding it up.
Yep. So Holdren walks in, his hands on his hip. I heard a noise down here.
Where is he standing?
He walks towards you.
Now the deception.
He walks towards you and he stands just out of range of the door falling on him.
Yeah, that's fair.
And he looks at you, looks at...
And he's... And Flint says, something must have fallen down.
He narrows his eyes and he looks at Tumosk.
What are you waiting for? We told you everything we know about Muval. Why are you turning us over?
Why'd you bring that up about the Empire?
We are against the Empire. The Empire's no friend of ours.
Why is that? Because you're just some common criminals trying to escape the law?
It's more than that. We know more about what the Empire is doing. There's not a lot of information out about it. But this one knows that they are committing heinous crimes. They're experimenting on people.
They're experimenting with biological weapons.
He looks at you. And what's it to you two?
When you've seen the capabilities of these weapons, anyone who has a soul would not be able to stand by and let atrocities like that commence. And we bore witness to the use of these weapons. And for the first time in my life, I felt a need to stop something horrible.
He looks at you and he looks at Tumask. Listen, do you know much about my people or my world?
No.
My world is currently enslaved by the Empire. They use us like little more than pack animals. They think we're just slow, dumb beasts. I have family there, I have friends there who... I only hope they're alive. Sometimes I wonder if maybe it might be better if they were dead. Do you know why we stole that spice from the Pikes?
Flint shakes his head slowly. No.
We're buying weapons. We're buying ships. We're gonna take our people back. We're gonna drive the Empire from Caredia. I'm building an armada. So if you guys are serious about stopping the Empire... And he just looks inflicted. You're not just messing with me, are you? You're not just trying to get me going because you saw everything here. You know what's going on with Caredia.
Flint looks him in the eyes. Says, we have ties to the rebellion. And he says, I need to be completely honest with you. And he lets his hands go. Okay.
Yeah. Just to let you know, the rebellion isn't like a huge thing right now. There's small isolated cells.
Forget that all the time.
Yeah.
We have a group. Yeah, we are part of a group of resistance fighters, newly minted because of what we saw. And I want to be completely honest with you right now. And he puts his hands up into the sides and lets go of the door frame.
It falls down right in front of him, and he doesn't flinch.
Yeah, and he keeps his hands up above his head. He's like, there's more than just the two of us in this room right now.
And at that moment, not quite having heard this whole conversation.
I was going to say, we probably heard a lot of it, because it's inspiring as hell. Yeah.
But I heard the noise. Bosch hears the noise and freaks out, and like, jumps at that moment, kind of jumps out of the hole, and rushes into the hall.
Yeah, and you also hear, Bosch, no!
Yeah, and Flint keeps his hands up and does, like one hand out towards you, and one hand, like peace, like, palms out. No, just, Bosch!
You what watch Holdren really quickly draw a blaster pistol and have it train on Bosch. Just, like, casually, like, at his hip.
There's a metal hand on one of Bosch's feet.
and Levo just yanks me back into the cell.
Friends of yours?
Yes. Huh. We just got here. Didn't know that they were already in here until we'd already busted the door down, which you should get better cells.
He looks at the door and he's like, I shouldn't have let Elgar and Drak do this.
Stole all the doors in this facility. While this is going on, Levo is like, grabs your vibro spear and your grenades, his blaster, and throws them out. And then asks for Gartatha and doesn't take them, but motions for Gartatha, like, toss them out so we seem harmless.
Gartatha, like, holds the blaster rifle to his chest and just throws it back.
Levo just sounds like,
come on.
He sighs and, like, throws it up.
Alright, thanks, boo.
Unbuckles his belt and, like, tosses that up.
Yeah, and Levo gets up first, holding his hands up, and just like, alright, we heard.
If you wish to have allies in what looks like you're preparing for one hell of a fight, we have connections that can get you in that direction.
Alright.
And he puts his hands down slowly.
I'll take you at your word. If these allies of yours are able to get us material and resources, we're more than happy to work with you. However, there is one problem.
What's that?
He looks at his wrist and you see a chronometer there, which is Star Wars word for watch. and he says, Muval Ramont's people are about to be here in now. Flipping a dark side point to a light side point.
Hell yeah.
Yeah! So Flint's muscles start to twitch and his hands start to flex and he goes, how do you want to play this?
I'd rather not create another enemy. We already have plenty of those as it is, but seeing as I promised her you and Tumask here, that's your name, right?
Yes.
Well, seems like I'd rather not have to fight them, but it doesn't look like we have much more of an option.
Unless
you have an idea, you seem more than capable. He says, looking over the fact that you've knocked down a door and had like three people in the room in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. This was a really very successful mission for us.
Yeah.
We didn't make a single noise until now.
Little did you know, you succeeded at the mission back when he made his charm check.
That's true. Like,
a while ago.
That's fine. This was a fun adventure to go on.
I'll show you later. So Flynn says, I have a significant amount of bloodlust toward this woman, so I'm not the one to be making any decisions on this front right now. So, does anybody else have any ideas?
Do you know if she's coming herself?
I don't know. Perhaps.
It's possible. I like the idea of using you two as bait.
Yeah. So it should be known that she really will sell you out if it is in her benefit. So, if you want to continue with the transaction, I don't know. I mean,
it's not a matter of continuing
by success.
Yeah. It's not a matter of continuing the transaction. It's a matter of
how do we get out of this?
Yeah, how do we resolve this?
We necessarily don't need the spice. We can find another way to get our information. Let her know. We escaped. Huh? Sell the spice.
What information?
He doesn't know anything about that.
Like, well, to be honest, our original intent was to come here, get the spice from you, hopefully by buying it originally, and then trade it for some information we need that the Resistance needs.
All right.
I'm sure that they'd be more than willing to help you out after helping us so much, especially with this war you're trying to start.
Well, seems like we have to fend them off then, or...
I think we should hide weapons on these two and then make like we're handing them over. Even if they find the weapons, it all starts.
And Muval knows you have these two. She doesn't know you have the rest of us.
That's right.
Lever, are you saying what I think you're saying?
What do you think I'm saying?
We get to shoot at Muval.
Yeah, if and she's here, we get to shoot at Muval.
And it's not even my idea.
It's still your idea.
Kind of. I'll take it. High five.
I really hate when you two do that. It's new and I read it, don't like it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes, and most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot us an email at rollonepodcast@gmail.com. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoshTunes. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Tumask is played by John Barcello, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcello. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas, or on stage with his team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars, Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Until then, may the Force be with you.